Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the APRL monthly call taking place on 21st of July 2016 at 600 UTC. On the call today, we have Satish Babu, Kylie Kam, Cheryl Langdonor, Pavan Budrani, Maureen Hilliard, Alien Mashal, Poa Hunter, Yasuchi, Kitamura, Nick Strom, Hong Su, Amir Kayum, Liana Gauskian, and Winthrop Hughes. We don't have anyone on the Chinese channel. We have apologies from Tirana Shwardanyan, Holly Rage, Swadi Hassan, and Fred Bajwa. From staff, we have Sylvie Vivanko and myself, Vishen Nazar. And our interpreters today are Jesse and Ian. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. So thank you very much, everyone, and over to you, Satish.
Thank you, Yatin. This is Satish for the record. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening again. We have a fairly tight agenda today, and we will get started right away with the current development ELAC, and it's over to Maureen now.
Thank you, Satish. This is Maureen for the record. What I've done today is actually sort of summarized the public comment statements in a little bit of a table that makes it easier for me to understand and hopefully for you. What I've actually sort of written here too is the target group interest section, so that you've got an idea if you are in within that particular line of interest for making a public comment. It could be that might be of interest to you. Just going through the list, for example, the very first one is a paper that Garth is putting together on a consumer agenda, an issue that he raised in Helsinki with the board. And he, although it's a paper that he's very passionate about, anyone can contribute to it, and it's to do with a perception that he has about the way that the board makes decisions that he doesn't think benefit the whole community. But if you want to read more about it, you can from the agenda, from the public comments page. The second comment topic is to do with label generation rule sets. Now, this is actually, the date is actually passed already. But I just wanted to sort of say that these rule sets are actually tables that ICANN has created to ensure that registries treat IDNs appropriately. And there are 29 languages that have rule sets. And so if you have English that is not your, you know, not your first language, you should actually have a look through the list in case you may want to comment on your language rule set. Interesting to note that English is actually one of those languages that has a rule set. And I guess that for anyone else who doesn't have English as their first language, of course it could be interesting to see what their rule set is. But I'm not quite sure. There hasn't been any movement on that public comment request. But have a look anyway. The new GTLD registry agreement, by chance, just today, Alan Greenberg and a small team have put together a statement, and the ALAC has just today started to vote on his prepared statement before it goes back to the registry stakeholder group. And if you have a look at the workspace, then I can actually... I can just put in the chat the actual workspace. But if you have a look at the workspace, you will see the comments that have been made on the statement on that particular request. and you will see the final statement that has resulted from the comment. And this gives you an idea of the general process of gathering comments from at large, putting them together, and the pen holder making a statement, which goes to the ALAC, and the ALAC votes on it. The next item is actually one which I think, and I would hope that some of our members, ALS members, will contribute to this review. This is the ICANN Fellowship Program application process. And there are many of us in AP Rālo who started off in ICANN through this fellowship program. For myself, my first and second ICANN meetings were as a fellow. And I have to say, in those days, the application process was not easy, especially when your country, like my country, wasn't on the applications list. So I didn't really know if I was actually eligible to apply. But things have changed a lot since then. And, you know, for those of you who actually came in through the process, it would be good for you to make comments on, you know, how you think things have changed for the better, if hopefully that they have. You know, if there are any suggestions that you might like to make about the actual process. The whole thing is to make it easier for more people to know and to understand ICANN and to want to be part of it. So you could help in that way. So I'm sort of like hoping that we'll see. We don't actually have anyone who's a pen holder for that at the moment, but no doubt we'll find someone soon. To collate all the comments that are going to come from AP Rālo, at least. The other sections to do, there's about three public comments that are expected around the post-transition IANA, PTI public comments. And I guess if you're interested in, and they're very sort of like high level. Well, I thought they were when I was reading through them. High level sort of comments that are required. But if you're interested in that area, please do participate. And there's a couple of others which I think that will benefit from any comments that you would like to make about like the .com or the CCTLD issue. I'll leave it there, and if there are any questions, I'll take them.
Thank you, Maureen. This is Satish. Are there any questions for Maureen? Hearing none, we will move on. But of course, if you have any questions later on, you can please email us, and we'll be happy to get back to you. Welcome to Liana, Rinalia, and Nick, who have just joined. And let's move on now. The next agenda item is regarding the very successful visit by the leadership team to China. Now, Kylie will be talking to us briefly about the visit. Kylie? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hi. Yep. Kylie Khan for the record. Yeah. I'll report to everybody about the AP Rālo leadership team visit to Beijing, China, to visit the ISC, Internet Society of China, during the 21st to 25th June period. The visit, the team that visited Beijing, China, ISC, there were Saranash, there was Satish, Maureen, and myself. Everybody, the ISC invited others, but due to the time constraints, some of the leadership team not participate. The visit had quite a number of goals. The first objective is to attend and participate in the 2016 China Internet Conference. This conference, since the year 2002, has been the largest internet conference of China, with every year with thousands and thousands of participants from both China and the overseas organizations and academia, industries, and so forth. And also this year, as well as previous years, there were Internet Hall of Fame inductees. For example, this year was Madame Hu, was also the founder of ISC. Okay. And this year, during the conference, Satish was invited to give a presentation on the Internet of Things, or IoT, at the conference. And also, Sarnash was invited to speak on behalf of ALAC and AP Rallo at the closing ceremony. In the speech, Sarnash expressed AP Rallo's welcome to ISC for joining ALAC and becoming an ALS. She also emphasized the importance for ISC to work together with AP Rallo, ALAC, and ICANN in order to fulfill ICANN's vision of one world, one internet. And the speeches were very well received. The second objective for the visit is to get more in touch and gain more understanding about ISC's operation. ISC is a particular, somewhat special ALS, which itself is a multi-stakeholder structure, which not only it has a lot of academics to represent the consumers' and users' interests, but also it works together against, with the government and also have industry members as well. So therefore, during the visit, our team visited ISC's headquarters and also their calling center, which over the last every year handles millions of calls and complaints from consumers and users, and coordinate with the government as well as industry with a goal to protect consumers' interests. For example, over the last first half of this year, it handled almost a million such calls and so forth. So also ISC demonstrated and explained to the dozens of jobs they do in order to protect the consumers' and users' interests and to deal with the government as well as industry members. So it is this visit was considered by everybody in the team as hugely successful, and we gained a lot of understanding of ISC's operation, especially in China's particular environment. Okay, so, well, this team visit was a very, as I said, was hugely successful, and also ISC expressed their pleasure of and gratefulness for joining AP Rallo, and well, express their keen interest to participate more in AP Rallo's activities. If that's about it, and if you have any questions, well, please, I will be happy to answer. Satish?
Thanks, Kylie. for a very informative presentation and for all the initiative and hospitality that we got there in Beijing. Are there any questions or comments?
It's also, sorry, Satish, I forgot to say, well, the report of this visit is already posted on our website and our wiki, so as well as the Sarnash's speech and a number of other documents presented by ISC for your information. So if anybody has any questions, please get in touch with me through email or whatsoever. Thank you.
Thanks, Kylie. The leadership team also had a very interesting, what shall I say, cultural differences when we went to China, and it's a lesson for us how to kind of prepare ourselves when we go to a new country. And Kylie has been very patiently taking us through all this, and but for him, we would have probably committed some blunders out there. So thanks, Kylie, again. And thanks also due to Maureen, who's prepared most of the report. She's put in a lot of work on this. Thanks for that as well. Are there any questions once again? There is a Hong, Professor Hong has actually raised a comment saying, I hope the other ALSs in Beijing had known about this visit. So the visit was actually publicized in our AP Railo communications, and that was the way we had informed the community. But as the initial slide showed, we did have difficulty in contacting the other ALSs. In fact, in the Helsinki meeting, Cheryl had raised this point. And some of the ways of mitigating such a thing in future. Anyway, this is just for your reference. So, are there any questions? Right. So, we are moving on to the next agenda item, which is planning for Hyderabad. This is my, agenda item. So I will briefly explain what we are trying to do in Hyderabad. First of all, welcome to everybody to Hyderabad, all of you who are traveling to Hyderabad. Since this meeting was moved to Hyderabad at short notice, we haven't been able to arrange a very elaborate program, but we are trying to have a good set of programs, actually. And the following four or five different things are the ones that we are planning now. And we are actually coordinating among the leadership team to have a more focused approach to tying them all together. The first of this event is that we did not have ICANN budget support for General Assembly, which would have been nice. We would have then invited everybody, all our ALS representatives. But unfortunately, that is not possible because of the short notice and the budget not being there. So what we've done is we have arranged for a meeting of all the ALSs in India with the travel support and accommodation support coming from the Government of India. And now, we have requested the Government of India. We have not yet received the confirmation. We have proposed that two representatives for ALS can travel to Hyderabad, take part in the ICANN meeting, and also the other special events that we are organizing for them. That's the first one. The second is our capacity building working group. Tijani is heading that group. So we had a discussion with Tijani and the group in Helsinki. And like what they did in Marrakesh, we are planning a special program for all the ALS representatives who will come for general capacity building, as well as increasing the ALS activity and vitality. because we are, it's been some time since we have had an ALS meeting in Asia Pacific, and that has actually been a problem. And we hope to be able to utilize this opportunity to have a special session that will encourage more activity from our ALSs. The third event is the first India School of Internet Governance, which was earlier discussed among the AP Railo leadership team. And we have got the approval from the Government of India for this. But unfortunately, they have cut down their budget contribution, forcing us to look elsewhere for funding, and we are looking at other sources. But this event is going to take place just before the ICANN meeting, 31st October, 1st October and 2nd October, 3 days. We are also trying to provide fellowships with preference to AP, the Israelo ALS representative. So we are hoping that whoever is kind of supported or proposed by an ALS will get a fellowship to come to this event. This is the first time we are organizing this, which is more in lines of a pilot. And the great advantage is that the ICANN meeting is kind of co-located back-to-back, and we can hopefully use some of our experts who are coming for the ICANN meeting as the first persons for this event. So we are in the process of firming up this event, and the website has not been released, but it will be available at isig.in, that is the URL. The next item is a showcasing / networking event. This we are still in the process of finalizing. There are some difficulties in having an AP Railo showcase as we normally do. So this issue is being discussed, and we hope to finalize it over the next couple of weeks. In the next month, monthly call, we will explain how this is going to happen. And the final event we are proposing is an outreach event, which we have to coordinate with the ALAC, the outreach working group. Now, Hyderabad is kind of the center of India. It's a large city, sprawling city with lots of educational institutions and universities. The current proposal is to have an outreach program in coordination with the rest of ICANN, because the different stakeholder communities and groups are perhaps planning for such events, and we would like to coordinate with them. And we will be working together with the outreach working group for this. So this is the summary of what we're planning. If there is anything else, if there is any suggestion from anyone, please forward them to us. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to take them.
Hello, Satish. This is Silvia Vivanco. I have a couple of comments.
Yes, Silvia.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you very much for the efforts and for obtaining support from the government. This is excellent news. So what I would suggest is to open a wiki page where I will post all the updates you just mentioned. I will do a table with members. I think normally all the RALOs form an organizing committee, so that would be good to have a small organizing committee. And, of course, we can start having conference calls where we can review the progress and start exchanging ideas in preparation for the Hyderabad meeting. So if that is okay with everyone, I will open a wiki page and I will ask Satish to please send me all the information he has provided verbally so we can already post it on the wiki page.
Thank you, Sylvia. I think that's an excellent suggestion, and we'd be happy to follow the suggestion of opening a wiki page for this.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we can start whenever AP RALO is ready, we can start having conference calls depending on the frequency you would like to have the calls. So thank you.
All right. Are there any other comments or questions?
Charlie has
hearing. Cheryl, please go ahead.
I think that was Maureen Satish, not Cheryl, although we are easily confused.
Oh,
Maureen, Ali has his hand up. Satish, this is Maureen for the record.
Okay. Yeah, I see Ali has raised his hand. But Maureen, do you have to make an intervention before that?
No, nothing for me. I just think you're doing a great job. Thank you.
All right, thanks. So, Ali, over to you. You have raised your hand. Ali, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
Hello? Do you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Yes, please
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. Okay, thank you. This is Ali Al-Mishal again. I said I'm supporting Sylvia's suggestion to open the wiki page to put the discussions for the meeting there in Hyderabad. And maybe you have noticed there was an email from Gisela about the arrangement. She sent an email last night, and when I said last night is strange timing, asking about the General Assembly and the showcase and all of that. So maybe we can discuss this later on in some other conference calls between the AP Rallo team to arrange for all of these and what we can do, as you have already explained the activities and the plans that you are working on there in Hyderabad. We just wanted to draw your attention to the email of Gisela. I think Gisela is raising her hand again for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Yes, we have that mail, and I thought it was largely for the leadership team, which is why we didn't discuss in this call. But there is nothing secret, and as soon as the wiki opens, it will be for everybody. But Gisela, it's over to you.
Thank you very much, Satish. Gisela here. Just to say that I think that a call with the organizing committee, whoever is decided to be put on this organizing committee, would be great, as rather sooner than later, because you have quite a few activities at the Hyderabad meeting. And just from experience in the Marrakesh meeting, there are quite a few logistics involved, even though we know that AP Rallo is extremely organized and we have no doubt it's going to run very smoothly. The Hyderabad meeting, from a staff perspective, is just going to be a little bit challenging due to the location of the conference center and the shuttles that we're going to need to get from all the hotels to the conference center, etc., the timing of the conference center, and we're working on those details. We're having a call with meetings team next week, and hopefully after that call I'll be able to give you far more details of the timings, which will help us fine-tune your scheduling as well, because with the capacity building, you will no doubt want a few sessions like we possibly had for the NGOs in Marrakesh. But all the details, I think, would be good to address, as I said, rather sooner than later as we're putting the at-large schedule together. Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to working with everyone on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Satish, again, that is a very informative intervention, because Hyderabad is at short notice, and all of us are kind of caught unawares, and we have to do a number of things. So, first of all, the wiki page and the organizing committee and the open call, please go ahead with that. Secondly, for the outreach, in-reach outreach exercises, we would like to ensure that we do this in coordination with the other parts of at large, as well as the rest of ICANN. We don't want any overlap or confusion, so we would like your help, the help of staff, to ensure that there is no such overlap, or we don't end up doing the same thing without the coordination among ourselves. So that is also an important thing. Thirdly, there are logistical challenges in Hyderabad. which you know, will require everybody to cooperate. The distances, the traffic, the time for commute, these are all non-trivial. So be prepared for a bit of work on this, especially from the side of the staff and the leadership team. Yep. Any other comments? Right. So we now move on to another very important area that Ali has been coordinating. This is the Itirelo mentoring program. It's over to Ali.
Thank you, Satish. This is Ali Al-Mishal. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello? Okay, great.
Yeah, we can hear you.
As you all... Thank you, Satish. As you all know that Abby Rallo have created a new initiative this year, which is the mentorship program, which we have communicated to all the Abby Rallo team, whoever in the mailing list. And we have received a good response from that total of 13 candidates who stand up to be part of the mentee list and attend the mentorship program that we are developing to put these new, let's say, mentees into that program. And mailing lists have already been sent out to all of the mentees to provide us with their profile so we can match mentors that will be volunteering to take this journey with them. As you know, this program will take around 9 months and will end up in 2017 with Copenhagen meetings. But there will be a number of, let's say, feedback and reports and follow-up and evaluations during that. The program is already posted on the outreach strategy on the Wikibase. But we'll be sharing it once we finalize all the responses we get from the mentees. As of now, we have received around 4 or 5 responses for the profile from the mentees who have signed up for that, and we are waiting for the rest until end of the month. On the list here, I can see that we have Nadira, who is part of this process, who have signed up for this. I can see Liana as well. Ought to be from the mentee list, and we are hoping for the rest to participate and join our monthly call, because this is where they will get all the up-to-date. This is where they will get all the up-to-date feedback and programs of what the AP Rallo teams are doing. I don't have more to add at this stage, but we'll be sharing with you the program and what we will require from you, like to pass the feedback after we start the program. In the Abby Rallo monthly call, we'll be asking 1 or 2 or maximum 3 to give a feedback from the program, because you know this is a very lengthy program for 9 months. So this will be there as well. Any questions and inquiry, I'm more than happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Are there any questions on this? So, Ali, is the program closed? Meaning, have you closed applications or is it still open?
Yeah, the receiving the nominations is closed. Now we are receiving the mentee profiles.
Right. Right. Thanks, Ali. I think we are all looking forward to this program because it will make a qualitative difference to our leadership, particularly for the next generation. And we need to have a pipeline that can produce regional leaders. Now we move on to the highlights of the AP Rallo strategy for the year 17. And Maureen will give us the highlights. Over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Satish. What we're going to start off with, actually, is... that's interesting. obviously the fonts aren't compatible here. But what I thought I'd do first is to have a look at first of the highlights for this year, financial year 16, to outline to our members the sorts of things that AP Rialo has been involved in, or especially the leadership team, what we've been involved in over the last year. And I think that looking first of all at what we considered was our objective, it was really to look at helping to build capacity amongst our existing ALSs, as well as to create opportunities to build connections with potential member groups and maintain relationships established with regional MOU partners. And that's particularly important for us because our partnership with these regional organisations, and you know, you'll see that as I go through our program and what we've achieved. I think that, for example, one of our biggest successes has been in our relationship with the APAC Hub, Jerong and his team. And, you know, we established pretty early, like starting from financial year 15, a good collaborative model of working with them, especially to do with the capacity building that we wanted to do with ALSs. And the great thing about working with them is that we were able to collaborate on some capacity building webinars, which were focused on what we as AP Rialo felt was important for us to know. And, you know, it's sort of the topics have been really relevant to us. I mean, in 2015 when we started, it was looking at IDNs and internet governance, basic DNS, the new GTLD program. They were all things that were important to, you know, the basics of, you know, what makes, you know, what sort of things do we do within ICANN. And in 2016, we maintained that that sort of program with the APAC Hub, and we will continue to do that in the future as well. And you will notice that in the financial year 16, and of course we're looking at July to June, that you know, we were engaged in a number of outreach activities within the region, and it was really significant that, you know, we were able to get 5 members to the APRICOT meeting in Auckland. And we were actually able to select meet with members of the APTLD community, as well as the AP Star community, so that we're actually getting AP Rialo sort of like really raising its profile within the region. And I think that's very important, especially when we want to have members, you know, these guys are holding their meetings all throughout our region, and we would like our ALSs to be as involved as possible in those meetings. Importantly, our role is to do with communication, and we've endeavoured to do this in our monthly meetings. We try to make sure that everybody knows what's happening in our region and how, you know, what we're getting involved, what we are involved in. But as well as this, we do use the webinars. We produce ebooks. And we really push our AP Rialo site on the at-large community website, as well as our sort of the WordPress site, which was originally just a site for storing things that we didn't know where else we could put them, and that's still operating as well. But we also don't want you to forget the AP Rialo outreach calendar, which, you know, we encourage that you send any events that you're holding along to us so that it can be seen that our ALSs are actively working in the communities in our region. And, of course, we want you to participate in the public comments. So, you know, that goes without saying. Can we have the next slide, please? Yes.
Okay. So now we're looking at this coming year, financial year 17. I mean, our goal is still the same, to be, you know, encouraging and working with current ALSs and future ALSs and still maintaining those relationships with our regional partners. As I said before, you know, the regional partners are important because the events that they run are in areas that we have ALS members. And I think probably very disappointingly for people in Bangladesh, where the APNIC meeting was to be held originally, and which has now been moved to Sri Lanka. But and of course, the most important thing for us this year is going to be the mentoring program that Ali spoke about. And this is something that we as a team have been talking about for some time because we need to grow our leaders. We feel that that's important. And we sort of like feel that we are a regional organisation that is comfortable enough within our own selves to be able to promote such an activity. But we do sort of like acknowledge that it's going to be quite demanding, both on the mentors as well as the mentees. So because the expectation is going to be, you know, high for both, I guess. But it'll be something that will be a challenge for both groups, and we hope to get some benefit out of it for Aotearoa in the future. And, we'll definitely be, supporting each other all along the way, and we've got friends out there who will help us, who will support us as well. And of course, as no doubt you're all aware, the at-large community of which Aotearoa is a part is currently undergoing a review. And in Helsinki, we got to meet the team who have been assigned to each of the regions, and who will be talking to as many of you as they can to get an idea of how well you think the at-large system works. Many of us were able to have our chat with the review team in Helsinki, and at one time, and it sort of like was quite extended time for poor old Nick, he had the whole leadership team, and if he could get a word in edgewise, he would have been lucky. But I think that it was good for us to be able to sort of like have our say as a team with him. And I'm sort of like taking over from Satish for the moment, but I'd like to introduce you to him and to let Nick himself tell you a little bit about himself and what he's been doing as part of the review, and perhaps what else he might want of us to help him with his review work as a regional organisation, Aotearoa. Over to you, Nick. Is Nick online?
Yeah, Nick is online. But maybe he's muted. Nick, are you muted? Yeah, Nick is up. Nick, you raise your hand. Please unmute your video and go ahead. The floor is yours. We still can't hear you.
Yes, it'd be great if somebody could give a
hello.
Yeah, is that Nick?
Yeah. Well, Nick is here.
Nick,
can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yeah, we can hear you now. Keep going.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. And Maureen, thank you for that excellent introduction. I actually enjoyed meeting the AP Rallo leadership team in Helsinki. It might not have appeared as if I was enjoying the meeting when it was happening, but I got a lot out of it, and I thank you for that. For those who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, I am one of a team of four individuals looking at or conducting this independent review. I do stress independent. My own background is I'm a former British ambassador to the UN who went on, having retired from the Foreign Service, to be the international relations advisor to the CEO of ICANN. That was in the days when it was Paul Twomey, and I spent a brief amount of time with Paul Twomey's successor. My objective in joining this call really is just to tell you all that I'm open for ideas and am still at the learning stage. I picked up an awful lot in Helsinki. I've talked to a number of you privately since. Anything that is said to me remains with me, but will, of course, hopefully inform the recommendations we eventually come up with. I'll be in Hyderabad, so anybody who wants to talk to me then, very welcome. Please try and warn me in advance, then we can actually fix up a meeting. Otherwise, just grab me in the corridors. My particular interest with AP Rallo is that it's fairly clear from looking at all of the regional organizations that you are quite a long way ahead of the others in terms of your organizations, the level of commitment from individuals on this call, and the professional way, if I may say so, in which you conduct your business. So I'm really not in the business of looking to criticize anybody. I'm much more in the business of looking to learn from you so that I can make my input into the team. We've divided the Rallos amongst us. And to look for best practice and to look for ideas on how we might improve the situation. Finally, my particular focus is on ALSs, to use your jargon. One of the things that I get regularly is the issue, if you like, of credibility. How do we increase the legitimacy, it's early in the morning here, of the at-large input to the rest of the ICANN family, if you like, leading up to the board. And I think the way we do that is to increase the quality and quantity of ALS's reporting up through the Rallo procedure. So I'm very interested in how you think we should improve the way in which we recruit ALSs and how we make the information flow to and from those grassroots inputs better than it is at the moment. I will stop there. Thank you again for giving me the time to introduce myself and the program. Happy to answer any questions, but most important thing is I'm here. Please grab me and shout. I want to hear what you've got to say.
Thank you, Nick. Satish again. I have a question for you. Would you be contacting individual ALSs sometime now?
Satish, the answer to that is some, but only those who have indicated they're willing to participate. I'm really looking for willing victims, if you like. Otherwise, I'm focusing on those who've been recommended to me by members of your leadership team.
you. Right. Thanks very much. Are there any other questions for Nick? Thank you very much, Nick, and we'll see you soon at Hyderabad, and also we'll be working with you, and you can be guaranteed that we will help you in every way possible, and hope this whole exercise works out fine. Thanks again.
Thank you, Satish. Goodbye to all.
Bye-bye. We have any other business? The last item on our agenda, I think we are pretty much on time. Are there any other comments or questions of any kind? Right. Maureen, you have raised your hand. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Maureen, for the record. Just to remind to everyone that when we have our call relating to the Hyderabad get-together, the more people who can come along to that meeting, the better, because we really do need everyone's help, anyone who's going to be in Hyderabad. And Gisela and Sunrush will let us know when those meetings will be held. So if we can gather the masses together for those meetings, we'll be a long way along having a great time in Hyderabad. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. For Hyderabad, if any of you are planning to come and you require any kind of assistance, please contact us, Visa or whatever else. Meanwhile, Rinalia has raised a question. Who is going to the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF, which is scheduled for next week at Taipei, Taiwan? Maureen and I are going, certainly, but is there anybody else making it to Taipei? So I don't think, Yanis and Edmund will be there. Pavan says that Yanis and Edmund will be there. So, Rinalia, that is it. Maybe the four of us, and of course you, that's five. So that's five of us who will be there at Taipei. Right. Any other questions or comments? Right then, so thanks very much. Thanks to all the speakers, thanks to the interpreters, and of course to Yasin and Sylvia, who helped us with the call. We have...
Thank you all, and goodbye.
Is now adjourned.
I think
you
lost
now Satish. Be disconnected. Thank you very much
everyone.
For your participation.
Bye-bye. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye.